Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Tainus Taf Hey, and we are starting right at the top of the Amun. And today's office sponsor Lila Nishmas Marsh Mem Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Amos should have an Aliyah. Here we're discussing the Revia, which is when the rain falls and penetrates the ground. So the Gemara tells us Rav Chanina Bariko says B'shem Rav Yehuda, according to someone Rav Chanina Bar Yaka says B'shem Rav Yehuda, Shor Shechita Baikin Baritz Chamishim Ama, that the roots of wheat will go through the ground, even 50 Amos, looking for water. And Shor Shetein Rachin Baikin Batzar, the roots of a fig tree, even though they're very soft, they'll even go through rock looking for water. As the Gemara Imkanif, so, what do the roots of carob and sycamore trees do? They're so deep into the ground, they don't have any access to the regular water. So, Rechanina answers, once every 30 days, the waters of the deep rise up and they provide these trees with their water. Ask the Gemara Matam, what's the source for this? And that's because the Pasuk says, and the understanding of Regaim Ashkena is every once in a while. That's Regaim, like certain moments, that's when I give to drink. And the understanding is, that's every 30 days. And Tanur Shimon Elazar teaches, Malamid, what does this tell us? That the ground itself, meaning the top layer of the earth, only drinks rainwater, just a chisuma, like right at the Pesach, at the opening, but not anything deeper than that, which is why certain roots only are able to get their water from the waters of the depth and not from rainwater. Now go back to discussing the Mishnah where we had said, according to Tanakamo, he's there asking for rain, saying of St. Talmatar on Gimel Cheshvan. So Tanavi Fabraisa, Im Haisa Hashanah Chaseira, if the year was Chaser, which means Tishrei, if it was a 29 day month, not 30, so Naitzin Lachasreina, we give it it's chisaron, which means instead of starting to save a saint talmatar on gimel cheshvan, it's dalet cheshvan, and this is when they're mekadesh al piriya, because nowadays we already have a set calendar. However, imlav, if not, holchen achar sidra, we just go after the regular year, which is gimel cheshvan. Devar Moshim Gamliel, that's what he holds. And Rebbe says lo olam holchen achar sidra, we always go with the regular year, so we're always going to start gimel cheshvan. We continue im ha'isa shanim uberes, if the year is a leap year, holchen achibura, so then we follow the leap year, which right now we're understanding that to mean that if after Rosh Hashanah, meaning in Tishrei, they decide to extend the year and add another month to it, that would be Adar, an extra Adar, but they still decide to add a month to it, so then we're going to delay everything. And instead of saying Saint Talmatar Gimel Cheshvan, we're going to push that off a month and start asking Gimel Kislev. Now, based off of this, ask the Gemara, Machalf Shitas Rebbe, we have a Steer Shitas Rebbe, Tamanu Amar Acher Sidra, over there, meaning just before he said we go Basar the Seder, no matter how many days Tishrei is, we're always going to ask on Gimel Cheshvan. B'kayu Amar Acher Ibura, and now we say that we go Basar the Iber, then when we extend the year, we're going to even delay asking for rain a full month. How does that make sense? Steer and Shitas Rebbe. Do we stick with the same date every year or no? And the answer is Reb Zeir quotes Reb Yossa and Reb Shmuel bar Reb Yitzchak Mati Ba B'Shem Reb Yechanan. He was inclined to say the name Reb Yechanan. Del B'Soif Nitzrcha. This is actually referring to the end, meaning when do we stop saying the same Talumatar? And so it's in regards to that where Rebbe said we go Baser Ibura, namely if the winter was extended by a month because we added in another Adar and it was a leap year, so we're going to continue saying the same Talumatar that month, and we're not going to stop a month early, and that's what it means we go Basar Ibura. Namely, not regarding the beginning, when do we start saying Saint Talmatar, rather, when do we stop saying it? So if it's a leap year, we're going to add another month and continue saying it. Now, Talchadad, we continue discussing. The Mishnah tells us, if the 17th of Cheshvan came and it didn't start raining yet, we add in Gimel Tainios, the individuals, the unique people, they begin fasting three fasts, which we're going to soon see, is referring to Monday, Thursday, Monday. And this first set of fasts is only for the Yechidim. What's the character of these fasts? So they can eat and drink already when it's dark. That means already by sunset of the day of the fast, they can break their fast and eat. And also the day before, they're able to eat as well. There's no chiv to start the fast the night before, like we do by Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, let's say. It's not that chamer. Also, they're allowed to do malacha on the fast day, or rechitza and washing, besicha and anointing, benil sasandal, wearing regular shoes, ubatash shamita, and that's also mutter, all on the fast day itself. So we see the fast day is not so chamer. Ask the Gemara, Elohim Yechidim, who are these Yechidim that are fasting? So it's Elohim Shein Misnan and Parnasan al Tzibur, is the people who are appointed as Parnasan, as leaders over the Tzibur, and they're the ones that fast. Ask the Gemara, Mekimun Shu Misman and Parnasan al Tzibur, who Mispal Venena, well, just because a person's appointed as a Parnas, as a leader over the Tzibur, so he's going to daven and be answered, what does one have to do with another? And the answer is, El Mekimun Shu Misman and Parnasan al Tzibur, Venim Tzonemon, it's when he's appointed as a Parnas on the Tzibur, and it turns out that he's a trustworthy person, and he's reliable, and he takes care of people, and he does his job as he should, so then, Kedai Hu Matzalev Misanya, he's fitting to daven and be answered, because he's a proper leader that, so to speak, Hashem will listen to. And we have a number of stories about people who they were fitting to daven for rain and be answered. Chad Bar Nosh, Hav Mapik Maser Ketiknon, there was a fellow who was extremely careful about taking Maser properly. And Amar Levmon Ravmona told him, Kum Amar Be'at HaKadosh Min HaBayis, you should get up and say these psukim, which actually are the psukim that a person says for beer maestress, meaning when they get rid of their maestro from their house, which takes place every couple of years. They have to say a number of psukim. Included in those is this one that we just quoted, that I got rid of all the Kadosh, meaning all the maestros from my house. And at the end of all these these psukim, we say, Hashkifim ayin kachacham min hashamayim, look out from your holy abode from Shamayim and bless the Yidden. And so Rahman was telling him, you're careful about Maestris, so you should say these psukim about Maestris, which end off with this wonderful tefillah that Hashem should look out from his holy abode, and Mimela, he'll hopefully send us rain. Another story, Chabar Nash Asagavi Chad min Kriva de Rabbi Yanai, there was a fellow who came to one of the relatives of Rabbi Yanai, Amrle, he told him, Rebbe, Zacheimi, please give me tzedakah, please give me money, I don't have anything. So Amrle told him, Loi Havla Vuch Pritin, well, your father didn't have any money, he didn't leave you a Yerusha. So Amrle, he told him, Loi, he didn't. So Amrle, his relative Rabbi Yanai told him, Gabai Inum Faktin, he actually deposited money with me, so I have some of your father's money with me, that's your Yerusha. Amrle, so the fellow told him, Shamas Alehim Deinin Sarkun, I heard about my father that his money was stolen, and I don't want to have any benefit from that. So Amrle, his relative Rabbi Yanai told him, Kedai Atmat Salim Asanya, you're the type of person, you're so careful with money that you could daven and Hashem's going to answer your tefillah regarding rain. On to Haman Beis with another story. The Rabbanon saw in a dream that there was a fellow who's a donkey driver, that's Palon Chamra. A certain fellow was a donkey driver, and that he davens and rain falls down. That was the dream that they saw. So Shachan Rabbanon Vaisunei, the Rabbanon sent for this fellow and they brought him. Amrle, they asked him, Ma'umanach, what's your profession? What do you do? Amrle, he told them, Chamarana, I'm a donkey driver. Amrle, so they asked him, Umativuavdes, what good thing did you do? Amrle, he told them, Chadzman Ugaris Chamil Chada Isa, one time I rented out my donkey to a woman, and it's not that she was using it, he was basically taking her somewhere. She was crying along the way. V'amrislai asked her, Malech, what's going on? What's your story? Amrle, so she told me, Bala di Hitza, the husband of this woman, she's obviously referring to herself, Chavish, he's in jail, Vana Bayim Machami Mame Ovid, and I need to see what to do. And she was basically telling him that she wants to hire herself out for Znus in order to collect money to be able to ransom her husband. As was felt, I turned, I sold my donkey, V'yavisla Tamise, and I gave her all that money. V'amrislai, and I told her, Hey Lech, take this, Panay Balech, save your husband, redeem him, just don't sin. Amrle, so they told him, Kedai at Matzlayim Asanya, you're fitting to daven and to be answered for rain. What a wonderful act. Another story is Chamir Ravavo. Ravo saw in a dream that Pintakaka Yatsli Vasi Metra, this fellow whose name was Pintakaka, interesting name, that he could daven and rain would fall. So Shach Ravo Vaisise, Ravo sent for this fellow and brought him to him. Amrle, he asked him, Ma'u Manach, what's your profession? Amrle, the fellow told him, Chamish Aviron Hahu Gavra Avid Buchal Yoim, this fellow, obviously referring to himself, does five Averis every single day. Number one, Meiger Zanyasa, he hires out Zainois, Meshaper Teatroin, he cleans and organizes and sets up the theater, Meil Menehin Labane, he brings the Zainois clothing to the launderer to wash them, Metapachu Merakit Kadmehain, he claps and dances in front of them, and Umakish Bevulai Kadmehain, he plays musical instruments for them. So Amrle Ravo asked him, Umativu Avdes, so what good thing did you do? Amrle, so the fellow told him, Chatzman one time, Havahu Gav from Meshaper Teatroin, this fellow, again referring to himself, was organizing the theater, and Asus Chada Isa, and a woman came, Vekamasla Chayri Amuda, she was standing behind the pillar, Bach, and she was crying. V'amrisla, so I asked her, Malech, what's your story? Ramali, so she told me, Balada Yitza, this woman's husband, again referring to herself, Chavish, he's in jail, Vana Bay Mechami Ma'amevad. I'm trying to see what to do. Over here as well, she's trying to tell the fellow that she wants to hire herself out for his nos so she can collect that money. So what did he say? Umafnina, Vizavinis Arsi, Upreis Arsi, I went, I sold my mattress and all my bedding, Vyavisla Tamise, I bought her all that money, V'amrisla, and I told her, Hey Lach, Panay Malech, who take this, go redeem your husband, Vaytachatai, and don't sin. Amrle, so Ravo told him, Kedai at Matzlayim Asanya, you're fitting to daven and have your tefillahs answered. We have another story. Ischam the Rabbanin, Chasidu Tekfar Imi Yatsli Umitra Nachas. The Rabbanin saw in a dream that there was a certain chassid, a pious fellow of a place called Kfar Imi, that if he davens, rain's gonna fall. So Sakan Rabbanin Lagabe, the Rabbanin went to him, and it turns out he wasn't home. So Amrle Bnei Baisei, the people of his house, which is really referring to his wife, told them, Beturahu Yahiv, he's in the mountains, meaning he's doing his work. Go out to the fields, go out to the mountain, and you'll find him there. So Nafkan Lagabe, they went out to him. Amrle Ishar, they told him, Shalom Aleichem, hello, Vlay Givon, he didn't respond to them. And then Yosef Mechel, he sat down to eat, Vlay Amrloin Asan Krichen, he didn't tell them, come sit and enjoy my meal with me. Now Mi'alal, when he got up to go into the city after finished working, Avar Chad Muval de Kisen, he made a whole bundle of wood, or like a bundle of sticks or twigs, V'yahav Gulsa Meroy Muvla, and then he put his kerchief on top of the twigs, on top of this bundle of wood. Usually a person fold up the kerchief, put it on their shoulder as like a padding to protect their shoulder, then put the sticks on top, but he did the other way around. He put this bundle directly on his shoulder and put his kerchief on top of it. And they're following him the whole time, not knowing what's going on. This chassid, this fellow gets home, all, he went inside, and he told his wife, Ilin Rabbanan Hacha, there's some Rabbanan over here, Bay Nitzlev Yechas Mitra, they want me to daven so that rain should come. He obviously figured it out. But here's my issue, if I daven and rain falls, Ganayhu Loin, it's a Ganay, it's degradation or embarrassment for them, that I daven, that I'm just a simple person, and I was answered, and they daven, they're chashev tamid chachamim, and they're not answered. But on the other hand, in Loi, if I say I'm not going to daven, chil shem shemayim hu, so it's a chil Hashem. So here's my suggestion. He tells his wife, Ella isay nava at nesek v'nitzli, let's you and I go up, let's go to the roof and daven, and in nachas mitra, if rain comes because of our tefillas, anan amrin loin, we could tell them, kvar da'avdin shemayim nisen, shemayim already made a nes, and so you don't need our tefillas, and v'in loy, if not, if it doesn't rain, anan amrin loin, we could always tell them, les anan kedem atzlayim asanya, we're simply not fitting to daven and be answered, and that way, no one's going to be embarrassed, that's not going to be chil Hashem. So v'salkon, they went up, v'tzalon, and they davened, v'nachas mitra, and it started raining. Now nachas l'gabayin, finally this fellow came to the Rabbanon, amr loin, he told them, let me talk from Rabbanon l'hachi yomidein, why do you Rabbanon trouble yourselves to come here today? What can I do for you? So amr loin, they told him, by tetzliv yachas mitra, we need you to daven so it could rain. Amr loin, he told them, utzlois yaton srichin, what, you need my tefillas? Kvar davin shemayin nisen, you see that shemayim already made an ace, you see that it's raining outside, so you don't need my tefillas. Now they didn't want to just leave at that. Amr loin, they asked him, lama katavisa betura, why is it when we came to the mountain, amr loch, we told you, isher shalom aleichem, v'leg v'sinon, and you didn't respond to us. Amr loin, so he told him, davin asik v'pulasi, I was in the middle of doing my work. Ma'avin masa daitim v'pulasi, what am I supposed to stop and be masiach das and not be focused on my work? I have a job to do, I'm being paid for my work, it's not a proper way to act to my employer for me to stop in the middle of the day to have a shmooze with you. So amr loin, they asked him another question, v'lama kadyasus l'mechol, why is it when you sat down to eat, loy amr slon, itun krichen, why didn't you say to us, come and sit and eat with me? So if I went off on top, Amr loin, he told them, Deloy have a gabay al palchi, I only had my portion, my food with me, I didn't have enough for you, mahavina memer l'chayim b'chanfin, so I'm going to tell you to join me, and that's just chanifa, that's very obsequious, I'm just trying to make you feel good, hey, come and eat with me when I don't have any food for you, so I didn't say anything, I didn't invite you. Amr loin, so they asked him another question, Lomakai da'asas l'meil, why is it that when you got up to go to the city, yavaz gulsa muroy muvla, that you put your kerchief on top of your bundle, when usually the opposite is done? So Amr loin, he explained to them, Deloy havas didi, it's not mine the kerchief. She'ila havas de nitzli ba, I just borrowed it so that I could daven in it, so I'll be properly covered, but it's not mine. So ma'avin mavaza yasa, do you want me to cause it to get ripped? If I put it on my shoulder and then the bundle on top of it, the wood might cause it to get ripped, and it's not mine, so I don't have the right to do that. And here they ask him another question, which is a new piece of information we haven't seen yet. Amr loin, they asked him, Lamakat have at betura, why is it that when you were in the mountain, when you were out working, it's a chlav shaman and soyin, your wife was wearing dirty clothing, the kadat olam and tura, but when you came back from the mountain, he loved shaman and nikian, she was wearing nice clean clothing. Amr loin, so he told them, kada no have betura, when I'm in the mountain, when I'm working, he loves shaman and soyin, she wears dirty clothing, deloy yosan barnosh einay Allah, so that other people shouldn't be looking at her, but kada no olam and tura, when I come back from the mountain, he loves shaman and nikian, she wears nice clean clothing, deloy nitan einay beisa chari, so that I shouldn't look at another woman, and I should only have my eyes for her. And Amr loin, they told him, yos at matzlayim asanya, you're fitting to daven and be answered. Now just one more memra about these fast days of the Yechidim. Tanu Yev Abraisa, Motor Loichal Ad Shiar Mezrach Devi Rebbe. Rebbe says that before this fast day starts, it's still in the middle of the night, the person's allowed to eat up until it gets light outside, which is another way of saying the fast only starts in the morning and not the night before. And Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon says, Ad Kriyas Agever. He's allowed to eat up until Kriyas Agever. I think we're just asked, Matam Loimer Ad Kriyas Agever. What does that mean, Ad Kriyas Agever? So we have to add into the Girsa, Kara Tarnagaila. That means when the rooster calls out, so that's when he's allowed to eat up until. However, Yashan va'amad asur, if he fell asleep and he woke up, it's asur, which means the night before the fast day, if he fell asleep that night and then he got up before it was light outside, he's already not allowed to eat. However, that's b'shaloi hisna, only if he never made it tonight. Avalim hisna, mutter, but if he made it tonight, it's mutter, which means if he made it tonight before he went to sleep, that I plan on waking up before alois and eating, so then he's allowed to eat. But if he stam fell asleep and he never made it tonight, and he woke up in the middle of the night, even though it's still not officially the start of the fast day, he's still not allowed to eat anymore. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss these fast days. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.